Please be seated. The joyous noises of children in church. Wonderful. This morning we are to warmly welcome a guest preacher to St. Peter's Church. Her name is the Reverend Dr. Asha George Geiser. Asha and her husband, Kim, have been worshiping with us for several months. Her biography is on the last page of the bulletin, and I hope you will read that through very carefully. Asha has a singular, distinguished achievement. When she was ordained in 1982, she was the first Asian woman to be ordained in the Lutheran Church in the whole world. For those of you who have met her and experienced her passionate personality, you'll know it is safe to say the Lutheran Church has not been the same since. We very warmly welcome her to our pulpit today at St. Peter's Church, Dr. Asher.
Thank you for welcoming me to your pulpit to preach, and really for the very warm welcome over the past 3 months as a very newcomer to St. Peter's. I got an email this morning from Father Koshy from my home state in Kerala. We are from the same part, from the same village in India, and he went to our home church, and he wanted to send you greetings, and he said, he is deeply praying for me because I need it. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth not return to me empty, but accomplish what God intends to do God's will. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let the people of God say,
Amen. Amen.
When our daughter, Priya, was 4 years old in nursery school, she was asked by her preschool teacher to draw, our home in Collegeville on a construction paper. Well, Priya drew our home with very colorful markers and crayons, and the teacher was very curious about her drawing. She looked carefully and noticed something quite peculiar about her drawing. The house was tilting on the left, where the master bedroom was, and it was tilting on the right, where the kitchen was. So the teacher asked our 4-year-old Priya why her house was tilting on the left and on the right. Priya replied with no hesitation, "You see, my mama has a lot of shoes." I mean, a lot of shoes. And that's why it's tilting on the left side of the house. My mama also has a lot of food. A lot of food in the kitchen and in the pantry, and the food is so heavy that our home is tilting on the right side. And the teacher hung her artwork and called it the Tilting House in Collegeville. Ouch. 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 my four-year-old convicted me of excess and of unhealthy attachments of my life. When Priya came home so proudly that her artwork is so beautifully hung up, she asked me, "Mama, why so many shoes?" I replied that I came from a very, very poor country in India. And most of the kids in my school, in my little village, came to school without shoes. And those who had shoes had torn shoes. So I feared not having shoes. Then she said, "Mama, why so much food in the pantry? It's just the three of us." I said, "Priya, I would walk 3 miles each way to school. And it was haunting for me as a little girl. Haunting. To see little children beg for food. I was traumatized. I always feared of hunger. I feared not having enough to feed my baby, which made me excessive. For years, since that artwork was made, I have been working to untilt our home and to live a Christ-centered life that's free of excessive fear. But I confess to you, St. Peter's, I am a work in progress." How about you? How about you? How will your child or your grandchild draw your home? Today in our gospel, the rich ruler lived in a very, very tilted home with much stuff, and he is restless with all his stuff, and he comes to Jesus wrestling with a very significant question. What must I do to what? Inherit, what is it? Eternal life. The rich man had the torment of the insufficiency of everything that is attainable in this temporal life. And he knew his life on this earth was an unfinished symphony. The rich man knew his life and his home were very tilted with excess that comes from fear. The rich man knew he had many, many unhealthy attachments to things, many things that created the tyranny of the urgent that would prevent him from securely attaching to the only relationship that will grant him eternal life. You see, fear prevents healthy, secure, bonding faith. Fear prevents healthy, secure, bonding faith. When we fear, we hold on to stuff. When we fear, we are convinced we don't have enough. When we fear, we collect and accumulate. When we fear, we become self-absorbed. When we fear, we trust God less and trust our stuff more. When we fear, our lives become tilted. When we fear, we do not share. Sisters and brothers in Christ, fear is a thief. It erodes our faith, it plunders our hope, it steals our sleep. Fear takes away our joy of living the abundant life we have in Christ. Fear creates a prison and holds us captive to our stuff. Fear can paralyze us and destroy our trust in God, who provides every good gift. most of all. Fear makes us very, very sad. Fear leaves us dead inside. Jesus knows our fears, and he definitely knows the rich man's fear who stands in front of him in today's gospel. Jesus wants this rich man to be free from the cancerous, cavernous fear. Jesus said to this rich man, so imprisoned by his stuff, sell all that you own, distribute the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. You see, when the rich man heard this, he became quite sad. He was dead man walking away from eternal life. Sisters and brothers in Christ, we are the rich man who comes Sunday after Sunday, Sunday after Sunday, because we have the same question. Every Sunday we want to know the path to eternal life. Since all of us here know our life is an unfinished symphony. And we so long for the eternal life and to at last hear the finished symphony. All of us, if you're honest, we have tilted homes. Do a little mental exercise. Examine what you fear the most, and that will tell you what you hold on to tightly with excess. We come here Sunday after Sunday to hear, in this sacred place, how to inherit eternal life. We want our children, we want our grandchildren, we want our friends to learn eternal values. We want them to know the God of eternity. And Jesus wants each one of us to invest in eternal things, even if it means we have to sell what we hold on to with our dear life. As a pastor of 32 years, I've done a lot of funerals. I got good news and bad news. There are no pockets in the casket. Let me repeat that again. There are what? No pockets in the casket. Jesus does not want us to be dead men walking away from eternal life because fear is deadening. He wants us to give up the fearful clutching to excess stuff. Jesus is very clear in Matthew 25 what this eternal life is. Feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, sheltering the homeless, visiting the prisoners. Jesus is very clear. It's not that fancy. Whatever you did for the least of these, you did it for what? Me. I believe these acts, these very simple acts of mercy and kindness, I believe are the dress rehearsal for eternity in heaven. I came to St. Peter's in July of this year to experience this dress rehearsal. I came here on July 10th, actually as an accidental tourist, I should say. It's a long story. It has to do with Denny Coleman, but it's a long story. I came here as a visitor on one of the hottest, saddest days for me. After serving with my husband, the Reverend Kim Geiser, as fellow pastors for 32 years, I came to this place with a broken heart since I so missed my home church after retirement from our former parish. I was so warmly welcomed by all of you. And Deacon Denny Coleman, you called your classmate, my husband, an old man. Other than that, the rest of you were very kind to me. The very first Sunday I was here, I heard from Gary Russell that you were collecting money for the food pantry that this little church feeds 72 households a month. And the very next Sunday, I heard about St. Peter was supporting homeless shelter. I knew I had come to a place that is investing in eternal things. And the very next Sunday, a young woman got up and spoke about her missionary work in El Salvador and the life-saving work of Christosol in El Salvador. Then I saw children at St. Peter's being taught the stories through godly play that have eternal value and impact. And I saw children participate in worship. And I knew Jesus was thrilled since he has a heart for children. Let the children come unto me, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Sunday after Sunday at St. Peter's, I was fed by God's word from this pulpit and the Eucharist, the bread of eternal life and the cup of salvation. And I knew I was having a foretaste of the feast to come. Sunday after Sunday, I was welcomed by this, I call this a motley crew at St. Peter's, diverse, warm, welcoming fellowship. And I soon realized this motley crew is a dress rehearsal for eternity. We are the rich man that comes Sunday after Sunday because we are tormented by the insufficiency of everything attainable. Sisters and brothers in Christ, Jesus gives us the answer clearly. Give up your fearful clutching to excess stuff. So with open hearts and open hands, we invest into eternity. So, like the rich man, we have two choices. Choice one. Hold on to fear. Walk away sad into our tilted homes of excess. This is the choice of a dead man walking away from eternity. Choice number two. Hold on to faith and invest into eternity. And this is a life-giving choice, a dress rehearsal from heaven. And I was looking at the pledge card at St. Peter's, and I said, this pledge card really is a dress rehearsal of mercy, which we must practice in eternity. Jesus, our Savior, left the riches of heaven to become poor on this earth and died on the cross for us. He was dead man walking. Yet for our sake, he rose from the dead to save us from eternal death so he could make a home for us to live with him in heaven with eternal riches. Do we trust this Jesus, the master builder, to build our homes on solid rock? Or do we trust ourselves and our stuff to build our home on sinking, tilting sand? I'm praying that the rich man returned. I'm praying he returned. I am praying he returned after selling his stuff. And I'm praying that he is singing on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Jesus will grant you and I the wisdom and courage to make the life-giving choice that will build our homes on solid ground, that will make us rich, very rich in faith. Bow our heads. The peace of God that passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let the people say,
Amen. Amen.